Hi everyone, it's me, Aldridge UK. Welcome to another episode of Radio Redux Live. I am here in the good old US of A. Oh, say can you something? The person next to me just gave me a slap. is of course the lovely Miss Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
Oh, hi guys.
Yeah, so I'm here staying at Echo's place, and we're going to do a show live for you now. If you've missed all the chaos and commotion, unfortunately Tea Time had a bit of a
technical malfunction.
A computer drobe malfunction or something. And basically T's computer has overheated and exploded in flame and flying bits of fan.
Not really, but...
Not really, but it sounds better that way. Yeah. I suppose it's just overheated.
Yay! Hi, Joiner! Yay! Don't ask.
This is Echo's first live show. She's very excitable. She's also eating... She's also eating hot wasabi peas.
I haven't liked those.
I haven't liked them.
Yeah.
Well, you've been eating them too. Don't start with me.
No, no. Just pop one in my mouth. Crunch away. Mm. Tasty, hot, and spicy.
All right, start talking. Mm.
Yeah, so T's computer's burned out, so we're actually on about, 20 minutes early or so.
Who cares?
Nobody cares. we'll be hitting, we'll just generally chatting about this, that, and the other. Not the other, because that would involve... Violet. While we're getting all excited. I'm not answering questions and things. We've got all the questions that were from the Inferial Online forum that we need to get through. Taking questions on in the IRC chat room. And as tradition dictates, we're going to just run down the order. But we don't do it. We don't run down the order. Everyone goes from top to bottom. But because... I am to coolness. We don't do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, we do it bottom to top because I'm fair to people like Regia who are just happen to have a lower letter of the alphabet.
Oh, it's like that, as opposed to people like me who, yeah.
Mm. Well, as people like Joshua and Chris and that who are at the top, Laura's at the top.
Cheat.
And Violet,
because they use the symbols.
And Violet, who's on top of everyone.
She's always on top.
Mm-hmm. So, starting from the bottom, but not really the bottom, Vija Turbo, the joiner of Sonic fans, sir. Tails, Strongbad, Stave Sparks, SOTI, Rocco Pop, Ringtail Fox, Rattleman, Ping, who's timed out. Oh, the irony. not here, but gone elsewhere, Nux. I'm assuming it's Peanuts. MK Kiddo, Kevin, who's not me, JJ Forever, Hypersonic, D'Artagnan and the Four Muskhounds, Claws, Ari, me and you, always and forever.
No, don't start singing. This isn't karaoke.
Yet.
Oh,
Violet, Violet LSNK. A big hello to LSNK. I never give a big hello to LSNK, so I'm going to do it now. Everyone in the IRC, say hello to LSNK. Chris and Joshua. Joshua. So. So, yeah. States. Been here for a week or so. Been here for a week.
Yeah, for sure. Sunday to Sunday. You're
just
shy of a week. Tonight
will
be a week.
Yeah, just well, a week here. But I've been in 9 days, I suppose.
Yeah, you've been in this
9 days. That was why there was no Radio Rex last week, because I was flying my merry way from Newark Airport, then to Cincinnati, and then to Connecticut Airport. Mm-hmm. Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was fun. The two connecting flights were fun because I was shoved in the tail section, which is sort of like the person next to you is the engine. You know, the seats don't go back because that's where the flaps are.
Yeah.
And and the person on your right happens to be the stewardess who's sitting right at the back, or either the door, to the toilet. So it was fun.
Yeah, you made it. That's all that matters.
Yep, I made it. I'm here. And I think what we've been doing so far, we've just been hanging about, really. We dropped in on the Oblivion.
Yeah.
And pestered her.
Several times.
Several times.
Humiliating me. Several times.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Oh, that was horrible!
Oblivion just happened to have, a massive archive of old drawings of Echo Hawks from way, way, way back.
That was a high school. It wasn't that long ago, either.
What did you say your Sonics looked like back then?
They were all weasels.
They were all weasels. They were the weasels.
And none of the chicks had clothes. Dig it, guys. I mean, honestly.
Dear. John of Sonic fans is going saying, hey, Echo, you think you're about starting a Sonic convention here in USA? Oh, good luck with it. It's all yours.
Well, actually, no, I'll answer that. In truth, I'm actually trying to escape the United States, so unfortunately, if I was sticking around, if I was stuck here, if I wasn't allowed to leave the country, hell yes, I would. Absolutely. But there then comes the problem, you know, every other convention is held in the West Coast and all that stuff, but unfortunately, I'm actually trying to leave.
Why would you be trying to leave? So, we've got some other questions in. Turbo doesn't actually have any questions. Vijet, on the scale of McDonald's to Burger King, McDonald's being bad and Burger King being good, where does Sonic Burgers come? Well, firstly, Burger King sucks all kinds of
ass. They always burn their food, I swear to God.
McDonald's is much better than Burger King. What are you talking about, Jeff? Burger King comes last. Mm. Then McDonald's. Then.
Why'd you take me there twice, then?
What?
When I came over for a week last year, why'd you take me there twice?
Because there's no Wendy's.
Yeah, I know.
And there's no Sonic.
Yeah, I know.
Now, those you don't know, UK and Europe, Sonic is a drive-in fast food chain.
It's actually quite old, to be fair.
Yeah, which is quite old, which is sort of mostly across America. It's not all the way. It's not in Connecticut, because my dad was moaning about the fact that it's not in Connecticut.
There probably is, and but...
I sent him a photo, which you might have seen on Sonic Rex, guys, of me sort of munching on a supersonic cheeseburger, which I think was fantastic. You can also have a shot of extra caffeine in your coffee called a Sonic Boom.
It's all true.
And we went there the second time, and I had a chili dog. Oh, yeah, I had a
chili dog. Hated you.
And it's like, yeah, the chili dog hated me, though, yeah. So I'm not getting another one. But I thought it would be kind of bad if I didn't have a chili dog at Sonic's. That would be... T would string me up, and Rory would bring the baseball bat covered in itching powder, and it would just all be bad. It would just all be bad. But yes, yeah, so Sonic and Wendy's are kind of tied. I know there is Wendy's in the UK, or there's a couple. Was there one near Fiji, actually, funny enough? Somebody said there was one near them. But they're pretty high. Pretty hard. The supersonic cheeseburger was pretty tasty. And you could get tater tots.
Tots. You were so excited about them. I'm like, what the heck?
Like, what? But you don't get tots in...
Tots.
You don't get them in the UK. You said Boudin.
I don't know. You don't get biscuits and gravy and all that good stuff. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, pretty high. Above both of those.
Definitely.
Above both of those, Phil. Okay.
We're still not the best.
Not the best.
Well, what's your favourite burger?
My favourite burger?
Yes.
I said it was kind of a tie.
You think it's a tie now? Ah.
AUSA is really romantic. Yeah, I took her there twice. For Jen, Why? You don't think I took her maybe somewhere else as well?
No.
That was slightly more romantic.
What was the most romantic planned thing you had there? I mean, goodness.
The most romantic one completely fell through. I don't know if you remember that. Or I might not have told you because of the fact that it fell through. But we went to a couple of places that were really nice.
Cupboard too. I get to drink.
She lies.
Legally for the first time.
Yes. You drink legally for the first time.
Not important after that. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say
this. Paul doesn't understand biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy? Oh my god.
Biscuits and gravy doesn't exist in the UK.
It's gravy on a biscuit. It's not that hard. Oh my god. I'm going to introduce the UK to biscuits and gravy, much as I need to be introduced to bangers.
Yeah. Bangers, so. Speed Nux has managed to cut himself three times. I didn't realize the show was that bad, frankly. That he's been forced to self-harm three times in order to get some kind of thing out of it.
That's not good.
Oh, he's a novice shaver.
Yeah, that's fair. Kevin isn't shaving, so. Yeah, you got something.
Yeah. Anyway, BK. Join us as BK. Everyone's disagreeing with the Burger King's. Why are you laughing at?
Just the whole ew and everything. Just, yeah.
BK is apparently way better than McDonald's. No, it's not.
No, it just depends where you go. Some places they burn the shit out of the burgers and it's not good. But some places they really do it right.
The old story is the last time I went to the States was way back when, 5-6 years ago. And we went to a drive-thru, we went to a McDonald's on the road to Austin, because we were going on this, me and my dad were going to see the Cheers bar. And the entire staff had been flown in from Germany on some kind of training scheme thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Americans were desperately trying hard to sort of make their orders clear to these Germans who could speak very, 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 very little.
Oh, God, I remember
very
this.
Little. Yeah. I was like, in the end, me and my dad just sort of went, we'll have two cheeseburgers. We'll have two cheeseburgers. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And so two cheeseburgers and one fries.
Mm-hmm.
We were given the bag. I thought, this bag's a bit big. I was like, okay. Look inside it. There's one Big Mac, two quarter pounders, two cheese, and we had drinks as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, how much we pay for this? Oh, they've even managed to charge us like just for the one burger. It's like, hey, go on.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, we weren't gonna do that.
No, I'm getting howled at now. Look at this.
Yeah. Speaking of Inferior Online, where has Echo been all this time? Where have you been all this time?
I'm not at liberty to answer that now. I'm kidding. It's nothing serious. Actually, you're not the only one who's noticed. My own buddy who lives across the way here, Oblivion, as we were just talking about, has kindly labeled me a lazy ass.
No, she called you a lazy bum.
Okay, lazy bum. I was, enunciating for her. You know, she would have said it too. But I'm sure somebody nice was in the room. Nah, but with Eon, I hate to admit it, but I've had a bit of a couple of years history with forums, even SSMB, which is like a cruel and forgotten history, but I'm more or less kind of still on vacation from them, I guess, but eventually some faded beautiful day I'll return, but just haven't gotten around to it.
Ari wants to go to Groin Castle. Now, I'm not quite sure where that is, but I'm guessing it's not very nice to go there.
Hey, I'd be all for that.
I'd be slightly worried about the side orders, you know?
Oh, goodness.
Yes, John says, don't forget about the question on the Eon Forum, they're starting to rot. Well, not starting to rot, but it's all just sort of a sort of bad smell emanating from it. but we'll start on it. SMX says, if you were the host of Whose Line Is It Anyway, who would you have as the three regular performers, and who would you pick? How would you pick a guest? Would you like to answer this one, actually? It's both. It's fine.
Just
gives me time to think.
I don't know. I'd pick people as far as the Sonic community goes. I mean, I know Sven's good, T's good, and I'd pick Kev. But if I was going to go for a guest, I might, oh, I don't know, get Lee in there or something like that. Just to spice things up. And when I say Lee, it's Lee Brotherton. Oh, goodness.
Oh, who would I have? I would have...
Don't look at my cat like that.
Is your cat there?
No, I got her out
your
of here.
Your cat better be off that bed.
She's off the bed, relax, jeez.
Damn cat. Right. Who would I have?
He's a dog person. Why are you whispering? I don't know.
So, who... Oh, crikey. I would have... a rubber skeleton.
No.
I would have... Oh, T needs to be on there.
T always
T, T is yeah. Comedy gold. Rory Raccoon. He would have to be on there.
Oh, he's on. Oh, boy.
Rory Raccoon would be on there.
What would you be your guest?
The other one. Well, maybe have Rory Raccoon twice. That'd be good.
If you could do that, I don't want to clone
him. Rory Jocelyn needs to be on there as well, because he's absolutely crazy.
Nice.
But in a good way. He's a good guy.
Right.
And Sven can be the guy sort of doing the prompt cards.
Is that what his role is now? He yep. steps down?
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
You're lucky he's not doing the lighting or towel boy or something. No. Who would I have as a guest? I would have as a guest.
Come on, get those gears turning.
They're a bit rusty. I don't know, actually.
Quick and ready. I'd have rusty.
No, I'd have Violet as a guest.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. I'll give you that.
Violet would be the shy one.
I don't think she's that shy.
Who then all of a sudden comes up with something really outrageous.
Oh, she's outrageous.
And everyone laughs 5 minutes and can't continue.
Like my first day of Japanese. No, I have something else. First time. No, you're talking about your cat. Oh, Jesus.
Bentley Jones. Yes, Bentley Jones.
Yes. Could have that one, too.
Bentley Jones, who, of course, rang you up.
Yeah. All thanks to you, because you know all these crazy people you work for. What is that company again? I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Nintendo.
I could die. Right now, I could so die.
Now I'm cold.
You mentioned the demon's name. No.
It's a me, Beelzebub.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll go with that. Yeah, pretty much. Bye.
Right. I have one more question. SX7 says, actually, just one question. And I think he asked another one afterwards, which is clever of him. Are you a fan of Guns N' Roses?
I like them. I'm not a huge fan. I just like music, their music.
I look forward to them touring again.
What? Wait a minute, what?
It was about the same. I look forward to their new album coming up, which has been working for 10 years now or something stupid, isn't it? Isn't this new Guns N' Roses album? Or is it just Axl?
I don't know.
Axl.
Follow bands like
I do. Axl, the guy from Crazy Taxi.
We'll find out the lead singer. No.
In response to your question about me, no, I'm not the same person who keeps asking if you've seen Indie 4. For the person who has it, was keeps asking me about have I seen Indie 4, no! No, I haven't yet.
Honestly, you aren't missing that much.
Cope with it.
It's really not that bad. Or not that great, I should say. It's a little odd.
Right. You wanted Ark, didn't you? I'm going to start lining up a few pieces of music.
First
of which is going to be Ark from Shadow the Hedgehog, because you asked me for it.
I did.
What else? What's that? Dark Sharpener from Sonic Shuffle.
Anything from Sonic Shuffle is short and awesome all at the same time. I love that game.
And let's see. Spanish Market, A Little Dog Barking.
That sounds familiar.
No, that's from... that's a background singer from Chaotix X.
Me? Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I remember that.
Anyone in the IRC got a
request?
Uh-oh. He said the R word. Oh, no! No, I'm kidding. Anyway.
The requests around. So we have something, you know, not odd, but how about something, you know, that's not heard every single minute of the day in the IRC chat room?
Right. I know we're going to get
we're being drowned at the moment in requests. It's great.
Really? Yeah. It's just a flood, really.
There you go.
I don't think anybody's even listening anymore.
No.
See?
Slow Shuffle Shovels have really awkward names.
Yeah, they do, but if you ever actually played that game, it is so... It's the shit. There's no better put it for
Violet, I said something that's not played all the time. Tails and Sonic is not going on.
Again, too late.
Alright, let's just go through some of these Sonic Shuffle names. Cloggy Dance.
Yep.
Blizzard of Code. That's fine.
Dude, they had like... A thousand tracks for that game because there's just so many different mini games.
We'd go V Train,
which utterly nuked everything else.
I thought to mention Battle of Bloom. Eh? That's the Flower Power Wars.
I think the longest track they have in that is
let's find out.
The title track, if I remember correctly.
Prismatic Prison.
Mm. I'd have to listen to it to remember, but I'd, like, know most of it. There was some games.
Anything from Knuckles Chaotix?
The game I haven't played.
Actually, With Go V-Train, Drama City loves that song, so we might as well play that.
Alright.
With Go V-Train. With Go V-Train.
I have no idea what it is, dude.
I have no idea either. Let's find out, I suppose. Something or the other.
Alright.
Alright, so we're going to... hit that up in just tick. Keep getting your questions in. We look forward to answering them. And hello to everyone who tuned in at the regular time. I'm wondering why we're already going. That was because tea time had a slight problem and we had to hit the airwaves early. But we'll be back very soon. Here's coming up first from Chad the Hedgehog, The Ark.
Radio Redux. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Those were the tracks I said previously. We had the Art from Joe the Hedgehog, and then both from Sonic Shuffle, Dark Sharpener and With Go the Train. We'll have Join of Sonic Fans' other request, which was from Sonic Advance 3. Was it Ocean? Was it Zone? Thing? Act 3?
You're not good at this.
No, but hey. It's a hobby! So, in the time that we were away, lots of questions came in. Ocean Base Act 3, there we go. Lots of questions came in. One of which was from Join of Sonic Fans. Which was, what does Echo's house look like? Well, the best person to ask that is, I suppose, Echo Hawk.
why are you making me... Oh,
well. Why am I making you just tell people what your house looks like? I wonder why.
Well, it's a trailer. I mean, I know people are like, oh, you get nice houses, and oh, you make websites, and oh, you hang out with all these upper people. I don't necessarily live in a regular house. This house actually was first constructed in Philadelphia, cut in half, dragged across a highway, and was planted in Michigan for about 2.5 years-ish. And then we decided to move again, cut it down the middle, and dragged it all the way down here to Kentucky. So, I mean, granted, when you hear of mobile homes, sometimes you think, you know, lower class and trashy and hoarding stuff. And granted, that's what some of the neighbors do, but...
And cat ladies.
Don't start on my cats. Not again.
No, I was talking to cats. The crazy cat ladies.
No, but we don't have a crazy cat lady. We got a few...
Well, then there's room in the market. If you are a crazy cat lady and you would like to move to a very nice part of Kentucky and fill this vacancy, please send all applications to green_dragon000@hotmail.com.
Thank you for giving that away. Now I'm probably going to get all this shit. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, it's okay, as Kev here said, because I'll refer to him by his, you know, living name, not his screen name.
My name is Archangel UK. I changed it by Deep Pole.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's going to be weird when I try to go for the last name there.
Archangel UK Eva. It's very easy.
Oh, okay. The Eva part I can do. But, yeah, anyway, he said it's nice, so I'm just going to take his word for it, so, for the most part.
Very nice.
But yeah, it's alright. So yeah, alright, is that the question?
Where? Say where, apparently.
Where is it? Oh.
Lexington, good as.
What do you mean?
Georgetown, good as. Location.
Well, technically we're in Georgetown, but we're, like, right on the county border, and we're right on the outskirts, but, if anybody has to know, there is a international, actually, one-of-a-kind world location you can just go to. It's the Kentucky Horse Park. It's, like, 5 minutes away from here.
Yeah, T would have loved that. T is a follower of the Sport of Kings, it is known, horse racing, and, yeah, the place where the Kentucky Derby's held, which is Keeneland.
Well, that's only a half hour away, so that's right across from the airport, which Kev flew into there, but,
Well, apparently you see, Ari wants you to go wee, like a horse, apparently.
Wee. I don't get it. I really don't. That's a whinny.
I am sorry.
You don't know how to talk horse? I mean, come on. There's brays, there's neighs, there's whinnies, there's...
Moving on. Vigil has another question. If you had all 7 Chaos Emeralds, what special abilities would you gain? The ability to make mistakes at a greatly increased rate.
Oh, stop it. Oh, you and your self-doubting. I don't know. What would I do? I'd probably do the same thing if I could use one. Just hop across the pond there, whatever. Golly, we cut down on the airlines and the 8 hours and the customs and all of that.
If you're listening in, incidentally, you also have the ability to text, I suppose, the Radio Redux hotline.
You have one?
Yes, it's my mobile phone. Well,
you give away your phone number to people on the internet?
Hell no. Only if you are my friend and you do not have access to the IRC, then you are able to text me in any question. To be honest, only one person's ever used that to date, and that's Digi. So, I doubt he's listening in. Good news, everyone, though, on that front, is that Trippy's comic's practically done now.
Well,
and is looking all that was what was the stuff on DeviantArt. If you get a chance to look at the Imagine-I.
Mm-hmm. You just mess with the fan on your computer. Stop right.
Yeah. If you have a chance to look at the Imagine-I account on DeviantArt, I would, because it's the stuff there is looking all kinds of awesome.
Radio Redux.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. We had a slight issue where the connection on my USB ports is a bit dodgy on the laptop now, for reasons I don't quite understand. And unfortunately, the Rex drive, which was where the show was being recorded to, lost itself. So we're going to lose a bit of the show, it looks like. I had to stop and change wires and things, and yeah, that's kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You looking at my camera?
Yeah.
You can't have it. It's mine.
I've got a camera. I don't need your camera.
Okay. Everyone seems to be pleased we're back, with the exception of Ari, who's not that pleased that we're back.
I don't know. Maybe.
Let me just put on my give a damn hat.
You don't have one.
There we go. So. Going, cooking back straight into the questions, which SMX asked the same question that SMX has asked for, I believe, the last 20 years, which is, if Jimmy cracks core, nobody cares, why does he keep doing it? I don't know, why do you keep asking that question? Stop. Stop.
Just ignore it. It'll go away eventually.
Another question is Radio Redux podcastic?
That's hard to say.
I almost said podtastic, that's why. Podtastic would be much better.
Podcastic.
You bet your ass it is.
I don't know. That's okay.
So it might be. It might be or it might
maybe
not.
Maybe it is.
Depends. It depends who you ask. Ask someone on the street and see what they say. for you, what would your final smash be?
Definitely would be a tank.
It would be a tank. Oh.
That's what I keep rolling out and busting it.
Blasted brawl, yeah.
He's absorbed himself so thoroughly in that game for the past couple of days.
I just wanted to quickly play through brawl.
The story.
Yeah, so I could be familiar with the story.
I forget how quickly you did it, too. You did it in like 6 hours. It's supposed to be a 10-hour thing, and you busted out in 6 hours. But then again, you were playing the easiest difficulty.
Yeah. Yeah, that was mainly to see the story as opposed to challenging myself.
Right, right. That story that's so very...
Well, I might need to know it when I'm talking about it on the Sonic City pages.
Yeah, you might. Just might.
Just might need to know something about it, you know. Maybe. I'm going to talk about it. Yeah. It'd be nice to know, you know. Yeah.
We still didn't get a final smash out of you, though.
That's very true. My final smash would be a giant pile of printouts of people complaining about X Sonic game or X gimmick or X no, can't be this, which would then crush the player under the weight. On the weight of the whinging, and give them many paper cuts as well.
Yes, fine.
The paper itself would be dipped in lemon juice.
Nice.
And vinegar.
Ooh, that's how every day your life is.
Well, not every day.
Zero X. Well, that's what you say. Every so often, you just get really annoyed with like everyone and everything.
Yeah, I've got good reason though. Generally.
Usually. It's like, oh yeah, the entire online community just decides to have it.
No, it's not really that. Actually, something that has annoyed me this morning, which Blake Draco, who's an MSN, very kindly reminded me, is IGN have annoyed me.
Oh god, that was hilarious.
Yeah, IGN...
Questioning
copyright ownership of the second Sonic Unleashed trailer, which is the one they had like 24 hours exclusivity over. Which is known by people as High Europe when it's not High Europe at all, it's just Europe. It just happened to be they tagged it as High as the high quality version. So please stop calling it High Europe. They seem to think they own it, and they're sort of questioning my copyright of it by just me having it on YouTube. I find that interesting because they own jack shit. They do not own the trailer. Sega owns the trailer. And I work for Sega. So, what seems to be the problem there is they don't own it. It's like IGN, go away. Get a life. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you're telling IGN to get a life. Wow, that's just special.
What'd your final smash be?
I could just do stuff with the Robot Legion. I dig that. That's what it was. Sophia drew that for us. I got the Robot Legion.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Well, you still haven't progressed the story, so I still own all your asses at this game.
No.
It's still... What is it? Ragnarok and all that stuff. Remind you to do more shit for the site. Let me tell you about those cast bios we have. I could go on, honestly.
I could go on, yeah. I've put up with this, folks. This is now mine. This is what I've got to put up with.
No, don't
possibly
start.
For long periods of time.
Wait, you didn't say anything. You didn't tell them.
What?
I know.
Oh, they know.
They know.
They know.
Tell me.
Tell you.
No, they need to tell me what they know. It should be obvious by now, but there needs to be some public knowing.
Yeah.
They know. What do you guys know? Come on now.
They know what they know.
That doesn't help. You're supposed to tell them. Public announcements.
They know.
You posted it. Now they say it.
That's a public announcement.
Well, they know.
They know we're involved, for Christ's sake. They know. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Why didn't I know? See? See? She didn't know.
Yeah. See, she did know. Jordan said I did know. I'm going to be losing this host for a second. Okay. Shush. Shush, or back in your box. 0X or Rock, which is a Mega Man question, and therefore fails.
I can't play Mega Man. I tried. I'll honestly admit that. I tried and I failed. I don't want to play it anymore.
I think Capcom don't want to play it anymore,
but...
Zero X or Rock? I would say N, where N is an integer between 1 and 3.
That would work.
That would work.
Yeah.
Or the value of L over S.
Which is?
L over S. You can't reduce it any more down. Like, well, I suppose you could reduce it down by making them a little L, a little less. Join our Sonic fans, who we're now very, very pleased because we've got around to even more of our Sonic fans' questions, wrote, if Methley's devised an elaborate plan... I don't care. If Methley's devised an elaborate plan to destroy Eon in some kind of twisted alternate reality of Sonic 06, A, would he need to kill, and who has the seal?
Would he kill?
Yes. B, would the game be better than most people say it is? C, would Dreadnoughts be involved in some way, shape, or form?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll start with A. Who would he need to kill?
Probably you.
Yeah, that would kind of be easy.
Or maybe your pet cat there, or whatever it is.
What, Frost?
the avatar, the cat.
Or you'd need to kill the Master Hand representation of
stuff. Yeah, the representation. Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Or he wouldn't kill
And who has the seal? Well, the aquarium has the seal.
The aquarium has the seal. Yeah, exactly.
B, would the game be better than most people say it is? Well, people would enjoy the music and appreciate the graphical representation, but they wouldn't like the fact that the game lags a lot, and they wouldn't like the fact that it appeared to be rushed. Plus, they wouldn't like the whole realism event and the whole making of Eon as real. And they'd complain about that. And then there'd be some sort of kiss or something between two of the characters. And they'd complain about that. And, you know.
That was wrong.
There'd be a princess kissing a giant hand, and people would complain about
that. That wouldn't even work. Although, you know, you did the thing with the thumb, and then you make the face or something. You put two dots on it, and that's all you get.
Would Dreadnoughts be involved in some way, shape, or form? Yes, he'd be one of the princess's handmaidens wearing a dress, and you have to guide her through a forest.
You love him, really.
I love him to bits. He's my mate.
I got a dress for him, too.
Okay, yes, Summer Slick 2009, Dreadnoughts wears a dress.
Alright, I'm all about that, goodness.
Everyone's going to be there for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Two, do you have a Sonic Rush Adventure friend code? If so, would you mind sharing it? If not, let him there. I don't know, actually.
You do have a friend code. You have the game, you have a friend code, but the thing is, you're rubbish. You're not that good.
I'm only rubbish in, like, the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, which, you know, would be the end of the race where I kick your ass. Many, many times. With the occasional loss, granted. I'm screwed up too.
Many times with the occasional loss.
Exactly.
She mumbles.
Exactly. Well, nobody's perfect. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Blake. Just Draco.
He's got a type to his mom. She figured out MSN. Deal with her later.
That's what I'm going to go back to the IRC chat room just to find out if...
No, gosh.
Oh, I'm joining Slight Fans as a guy. You said joining Slight Fans as a girl.
Oh, sorry, I slipped. I'm used to just... that's okay. You're not the first person, officially.
Everyone knew.
Yeah, I'm just slow. It's okay. I may be good at video games to some degree or another, but I'm very slow. I'll admit that wholeheartedly.
You're just saying, can somebody please make this game?
Oh my god.
Why would you want that?
Why? Why not? Oh my god, that'd be brilliant. That'd be fun. But there'd be so much QQ, you'd just die. Poor Kevin, he'd be like so swamped with work. And,
bad enough as it is.
I know.
For all the things you don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah,
no. Nobody knows.
Well, I get tidbits at best, so everybody's now going to start hitting me up. What do you know? What do you know? What has he told you?
You don't even know tidbits.
I get tidbits. I know a few things. Fine.
You didn't know about Black Knight, did you?
No, I did not.
Whatever.
We could go on like that for too long.
Three. What happened to Room 101 or whatever it's called? Yeah, Redux Room 101.
That was so funny.
Just not done one.
Yeah.
There was only two people. We had you and T. That was it.
T was better at that.
Well, but T had two episodes just devoted to him.
That's true. T kind of gets that attention. I get one. I get one episode. That was, oh my god, I see how it is. It's you and T, isn't it? Oh.
But Blake Draco responds to a previous question.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I tried to push my cat down the well as you instructed, but he saw this coming and proceeded to try and claw my eyes out. He is now trying to hunt me down with the help of a group of ninja cats. What should I do?
Jump in water. They can't swim, I swear.
I'd dish up some pizza and hope that there's samurai pizza cats.
Yeah, that's
possible. Dotgun says, has to this point in Food Online lived up to your expectations?
Expectations?
Yeah, I don't know what Dotgun means by that. I mean,
did you have expectations?
I expected it to completely collapse within 5 days.
Hey, that was about right. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's because Star Logic went down, and hence Sonic Rex went down, and Food Online went down, Sonic Style went down.
He means in general, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. As soon as more mods and stuff come out, we'll be able to do some more groovy things with the Food Online forum, which is sonicrex.com/board, if you're interested in signing up.
And slash board.
I said slash board.
Yeah, I know. That's a WoW term you guys would never understand.
Yeah. Did you mention Warcraft on my show?
Yes, did. Don't you dare hit me! Oh, that ain't nice. You see how he treats me. Did somebody call it on him?
It's good. We'll get the groups are back. People seem to be enjoying the groups. I put the free to join group on. Which then nobody perceived because everyone was whinging about the free to join groups not being back. I put one on there. Why so serious? And nobody proceeded to join that group, so that just shows you how badly they really wanted it. But yeah, we'll get the badges back. There's some new ones. There's some waiting for various people to materialise and claim them. But yeah, and obviously Obliv had her. Met the architect turned on.
Yep.
Because she met me.
Yep.
Hey, hey.
Uh-huh.
Ghost says, why can't we download older Chaotix X episodes from the Radio Redux section on Sonic Rex? That's a very good question.
That is a very good question. That's a shame if it ain't working. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, one of them's, I think it's number 2.
Yeah.
I don't actually have the file for it. But it's in the Radio Redux show.
Yeah, if you want to listen to 2 hours of everything else and then get to the show or whatever. Some of us are loyal fans. You need to.
They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. Is all I'm going to say. They are coming very soon.
And I get to live with every single Sonic character now. Thank you very much. That's just so perfect. Trust me, I ain't even going to want to talk about the pillow talk. Oh, that just gets weird. Oh, man.
You're sleeping on my tail.
Please go to the next question. Raggy.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because you don't care.
Don't say I'm a big dumb cat. Violet will get upset. Violet loves me.
Oh, Violet loves you? Is that how it is? Oh.
SMX is materializing. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. UK. Not yet.
Not quite.
Near enough. Drawing Stuff Fest also participates in the Rex Factor. Why am I not able to join the Rex Factor group? I did not remember that you're in the Rex Factor, which is very true. Jonathan Bent was in the Rex Factor, so I will turn your little thing on.
So basically, everybody who has a problem with any of his badges, just send him an email, yell at him for a little bit.
Yeah, if I've gotten something, it's good. What's going on with Joshu? What's up, Joshu? What's up, man?
Nice. Oh, there's probably some questions hiding.
Jonathan Sonic Fans actually asks, are you accepting auditions for Chaotix X? No, there's not going to be any Chaotix X anymore, most likely.
Saying, kill my copy of World of Warcraft. That is, like, plated somewhere, hidden from some... Oh, wait, I forgot. Once you install it, you can't get rid of it. It's stuck on your computer forever. You don't have to use the discs to play it. Did you just shudder?
Harry wants an idiot badge. I would say that'd be a very good idea.
That's not very nice. Although she did ask for it. Mm. He, she, it. I make mistakes, so I don't know. I don't know who anyone is anymore.
Jonathan has a question. Would you mind if I took this sign up to Eon thing in my own hands? What?
In your own hands? Oh, God. I tried taking over the dang thing. I got lazy, and that's when I left. The creator actually departed, and yet somehow things still got fixed. That'll be a mystery for everyone.
I'm ignoring further things that much. Ghost also writes, I'm curious as to the programs you use to record RR, as well as what kind of microphone you use. I use a Labtec microphone, a Labtec... unspecific standalone microphone.
Well, currently.
For recorded Radio Redux shows, normal RR shows, it's called Edit Pro 2.1, I believe. And obviously for this, it's Winamp and all the lovely codecs and things that are needed to make the connecting to the stream and broadcasting a reality.
I get about half of that. Oh, something on my eye. Stop stabbing!
No, your the lens of your glasses is coming out as well.
Oh, again? Oh, oh, that's what it is. Oh, well, I'll fix it.
I did wonder what this...
Oh, there it goes! Woo! I'm happy.
I did wonder what that massive line was across your face. Right, well, as Echo struggles with the engineering...
Shut up!
Edit engineering... we've got one lot of questions left from the big thread, which is we've heard how you plan on keeping out danger from SOS. What? That's a bit old now.
What is it?
But how do / did you plan on stopping Ultimate Masters of Evil, e.g., Eggman, from destroying the large collection of the Sonic fan base you have / had there? We used Playful Kittens.
Well, we certainly didn't bring Sonic. That would have just been dumb right there. That wouldn't have been...
Sonic was there, though.
He was there?
Yes.
Oh. I don't remember. Oh, wait. I wasn't there. I was too busy rotting in customs. Jesus.
Oh, damn.
I could have been there. I was that close. That close.
Hmm. Ari starts to be slightly offensive there.
What? I can't see, so it's not funny right now. I can't see anything.
Okay, and Harry's being just ignored now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. SMX has more questions. Is the Rex Factor group All-Stars only? No, it's not All-Stars only. It's if you've been in the Rex Factor.
This is true. And we still gotta go.
I need to go through people and decide whether or not they had things. SMX, I'm sure you actually
yay,
already added.
Success!
A success?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I fixed it. Now
I can clean them. I'm pretty certain you were in there anyway. SMX. Anyone else got anything to add? What is this from Speednox?
DateKevinEva.com. Oh, my God.
This better be good.
No, nothing. Everybody's being deceptive.
Oh,
dear. Uh-oh. I bet she's blonde. He's right! She is right! They're correct. Oh, my gosh.
Not exactly. Anyway.
I'm blonde!
Oh, yeah, Josh is now listening to SSR now, so he might not be as confused.
Okay, that works.
Should we have some more music?
Yeah, probably best we get somebody. It's he. Okay, I'll get that right. Don't worry, Ari. I'll remember.
Okie doke.
Everybody's a dude. I should know. Most of y'all are dudes. That's why it's so easy to get boyfriends on the internet.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
Oh, it is.
Very nice. Yeah. So, more music is definitely required. What should we have? Would anyone in the IRC like to suggest something? Would Josh you like to suggest some music, actually?
I
don't know. Josh wants to let somebody else choose this time.
Huh.
Josh, give us some music, my friend. While we wait for something to happen.
Nice. Pick Liberty. If you had that.
I'm sure you would. Mystic Cave Zone.
Fair.
Like the thinking there. Mystic Cave Zone. Sonic 2.
Not the two player ones.
No, not the two player ones. We'll do the two player one. Right. Anybody, anything else?
No. No FF8. Final Fantasy and I don't
Final Fantasy all. Sucks.
Final Fantasy and I aren't talking.
Final Fantasy sucks.
I like Tactics Advance, but everybody it laughs and says sucks. That game was bollocks, so it's like, yeah. But yeah, you stocking up on all your Sonic crap while you come. That's so very nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
You use it.
At the moment, I've only got what's on the Sonic Rex drive at the moment, so that's all I've got with me, because obviously I'm in America. So,
did you start mocking my country?
I wasn't. I was being sort of clear that I made up a country.
You were
therefore
mocking
I do not
my country.
No, I was yes. being no, I was being clear.
You're
honestly, we're the Sonic community is richer than Judy now. This is fantastic. I was just making it clear that I'm in another country. Therefore,
uh-huh.
I do not have access to all the songs. I'm
I know how it is. I know what you think of this country.
No.
I know how it
goes.
Go
back in your box. Right.
I don't have a box. I think outside the box. Ooh.
Okay, I'll choose something then.
Okay.
Whoops.
Do 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 do. Ooh, that was my favorite one. Work It Out.
Okay, well then I have Work It Out then from Sonic R, which I'm assuming will make it happen. And then we'll come back with the remaining questions, and
we can keep going.
And then sign off.
Sweet,
sign
SMX.
Sign off.
Props to you.
Yes, SMX American.
Woohoo! I know, all of us scary Americans. We stand together for very few reasons, but when we do,
Perhaps I'll do a couple of new user groups for like continents or something, for like Americas and Europeans.
Yeah, but then when I move, what does that count as?
You just have to change groups.
I don't want to change groups! No, don't.
Anyway, getting back to the point at hand. Here's Mystic Cave Zone, just for you, Joshua. And we're back. We're back with the final load of questions before we go off and go down to what crickets, I suppose.
No, it won't be immediate. I mean, I don't know if we're having dinner eventually here. Well, not yet. I don't know. I really don't know. I said in the evening, so I was thinking maybe after dinner.
Mm.
We could go.
Yeah, or we can go stop somewhere and have some dinner.
Well, Dad's making dinner.
So. Oh, he's making dinner?
Yeah, he's got Crock-Pot going, which Crock-Pot is the ownage. So, yeah.
Anyway, that wasn't one of the questions. What the question was from Speed Nux. Hit Speed. And Nux. He says, what's your favourite video game soundtrack? Miss Echo.
He didn't direct that towards me. He directed
I'm directing it towards you. I take it like so. I deliver it across the table, and it's yours.
Soundtrack. Does he mean, like, a collection of songs, or one particular song to overrule the rest?
No, he means soundtrack, as a whole.
As a whole? I don't know. I would have to say that the Sonic R, as ghetto as that is, that kind of is one of my favorites, if I have to say anything. Mm. Along with Lost and Found, obviously, because I'm a big gay Shadow fan, but... but yeah, I mean, I don't know, I can't... somebody's gonna shoot me, but I'm not exactly, you know, the old school Sonic fan, mostly because I can't beat any of the retro games for the life of me. I swear to God, I can't. Just... That's more my thing. Anything in 3D is more my thing. At which point I utterly beat the crap out of Kevin. So that's all that matters.
Nice.
SA2B is also one of the best ones as well. That'd probably have to be the top three.
Hey, T-Bird's back.
Oh, good.
T-Bird's back.
If he wants.
T-Bird's back. T-Bird wants to do another 30 minutes. That works out pretty well, because we're going to be getting off in a second.
Well, we don't have to. I mean... It's on our time. Well, it's nobody's time right now, really.
No, it's nobody's time right now.
I know.
What, now 30 minutes?
If he has...
He wasn't just... So,
We'll get off, fine.
We know the situation.
You never answered the question.
Oh, no, I didn't, did I? Probably Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah.
That was just all kinds of awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, T-Bird AUK is still on.
No, you're kidding. You wouldn't actually, listen to the show.
That does mean he's not listening to the show. Tea Time sucks.
Oh, nice. So watch him tune right in for that. No. But he's probably getting set up.
I like how he's not apparently using my, the things I crafted for him anymore. Like, he's not using I crafted him some jingles.
Oh, I thought I heard some jingles. Was that his own?
That is his own thing. Ooh. He's dumped my jingles.
He dumped your jingles?
Nobody cares.
Like, he's apologizing.
Nobody loves me.
Your computer exploded, if you could actually hear it.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man.
Well, it exploded.
It wasn't just my show today.
Yeah.
It wasn't just my show. There was another one here.
Unfortunately, terrorizing everyone. The local vicinity. They may have to extend it if we're going to, do something like this. Two people.
We did. Yeah, so, don't worry, T. We had our own technical fault. So, that'll be interesting. That's all, yeah. SMX, Sonic. Miss Hawk says, any plans on going to the UK?
That's the one. Yes, actually, that was the idea before Summer of Sonic. Before that, which I get to finally elaborate a little bit more, and keep trying to talk about, but Kev's like, no, don't bring up the horrible past, no!
No, well, it was the whole thing I've been rattling on about for somebody maybe being a special guest on the show was kind of Echo.
Yeah, that was my whole
thing. Being there, and actually having arrived, and then it kept being messed up.
Well, it didn't just get messed up. It was arranged months ago. I was supposed to fly out and have everything together because we tried to go for the visa so I could stay for, longer than 6 months or whatever it's legally allowed to do. That screwed the pooch in 2 weeks. So I'm like, okay, well, summertime comes around. I'm just going to come on and visit. I forget what first complicated it, but we had a problem then. And then we had to push it back again. And then finally, when we did get it together, at about, what was it, July 5th, because it was the day after Independence Day, which is the sheer irony, because I was going to go join the other team, as my parents put it, to which point I flew all the way over. Cincinnati checkpoint, done. Detroit checkpoint, done. Got all the way, got off the plane, and got into customs. And that's where all of it fell apart, to which point they just started asking a lot of questions, And before I knew it, I was in a detention cell with some other people out of Africa and some other people out of other countries who were just sitting there going, oh God, why is this happening to me? To which point I realized I was a little bit screwed. But it took many, many horrifying hours to realize that I came all the way there only to be utterly and horribly sent back on the same flights just to... So all the nice planning, all the send-off parties were just completely for nothing. So, but yeah, I do actually have still plans to complete that, but unfortunately we're going to have to wait because, well, I'll let you guys in on a little bit of the personal life. On October 2nd, we're supposed to be getting the, Tea for Godparent? I could do that.
I think we could do that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So.
Down the line, maybe.
Well, we have to have kids first, which is, you know, we have to do a few things.
Shall we get to the stage where actually we're in the same country?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Are they done yet? No! No, we're not done yet. Wait, you know, good. 5 minutes.
But yeah, basically tried to get that plan.
Anyway, let's get over that.
What?
Skip over any more of this.
No, I was going to talk about the good part. The October 2nd and then moving on from there.
Oh, yeah.
So that was it, dude. I wasn't going to elaborate on how painful it was or how many hours I lost and how much money was put into it. No. Gosh, all right. Well, yeah, so I am going to try to make it to the UK sometime in hopefully the next year. I'm projecting since I got nothing.
It's also a bit nearer than a year.
Well, October 2nd is supposed to be when we hear about
this year in terms of this calendar year.
No, I meant just a year from now, you know, sort of thing. But we'll see, because I don't know. I don't know. I can't help it. I can't make their customs work. I can't make your politics work. Don't mess with me again, because this isn't getting funny anymore. This is really not cool anymore. It's not funny.
Yeah. So, now that's all said and done, that's kind of it. Unless anyone has any more questions, and they don't. And we've got... Jay Forever has a last question. When you're going to do another SWA, you're going to do a Half-Way Poet song during the ceremony again. Would I accept a listener request? I've answered that question before.
Yeah.
And it's now being deleted with my powers. Don't do that post. Yes, I do. In which case, I believe that's it.
Yeah, more or less. Plus, poor T is trying to... Yes, T, if you were actually listening, you'd know we were finishing up. Thank you so much. Honestly.
Anyway.
I know. I love him, really. He's sweet as can be.
Adam Tuff. The ubiquitous T-Bird is ready to take over from us now, take back over from us. So, we've not much else to say.
Oh, we'd come back later, but it'd be too late.
No, we're not coming back.
Aww, you won't let me do this again until I move to the country. You guys are so mean to me. I have to move to your country. Unless they give me my own show. God, no. I would just, no.
Your own really, really like, special.
I don't know what goes through the minds of the Sonic.
You want Hawkeye to come back, don't you?
Oh God, don't remind me of that, please.
That was embarrassing.
Oh my, it wasn't embarrassing, it was just a general onslaught of... Yeah.
And on that bombshell, I think it's time to go. She's been Echo Hawk?
No, I haven't.
Well, who the hell have I been talking to for the last hour and a half?
Your secret brother-in-law. Something twisted like this. I'm your uncle.
And on that nightmare, she has been Echo Hawk. Mm-hmm. She says, I've been at 100K, Lisbon Radio Redux, and we'll be seeing you very soon. Very soon indeed. More fun. Bye-bye for now.